Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of the Bad Weather Show. Let's get this shit started. Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Matt. I'm back with you. Starting to get in the swing of things with this... with this podcast, trying to be entertaining and regular in delivery of content. We'll see if I can follow through. I hope so. But I'm here with you with a special edition of the podcast. Now, I know it's early. This machine's just gotten revved up, but I got a special edition for you here. Dealing with my visa. I've been waiting for my visa. Not a visa card, but a visa document, a travel document. As I may have mentioned before in the previous podcast, I have been living in, I've been living in Oslo for about 5 years now with my lovely wife. And we decided about a year ago that we wanted to make a move to the UK, which I'm very excited about. However, in order to get there, there's a whole bunch of bureaucratic bullshit you got to go through. Lots of hoops you got to jump. Luckily, no dicks you got to suck. That's what I'm very happy about. But over the course of the last couple months, I've been collecting loads and loads of paperwork, doing online applications, most of which are vague and incredibly annoying. And just kidding. And at the end of the journey, hopefully it will culminate in a visa in my passport so I can move to the UK. So what I decided to do was to, I'm going to document the day that I'm waiting for my visa. So I know that it's coming on a certain day this week, and I've taken that day off of work as to make sure that I'm there to get it from the mailman, because it's coming via DHL, so you got to be home to get it. So I'm going to document everything on sort of, I don't know how I'm going to do it, whether it's on my iPhone or a portable recorder. I don't know. I might just do it ghetto style. I don't know. But actually, you know what? I'm going to do? I'm going to record it on my headphones with my iPhone, because then I will be sure that I have it with me and I have it ready. Because holding some rig and going to the door to pick up mail is not going to be easy and or might scare the guy or lady away. So I'm going to record it on my headphones with my iPhone. There's a lot of phones in there, the word phone. So the audio might not be great. I've done tests on it before and it's not super great, but it's listenable. So I will document my day waiting for my visa, and I will let you know, I guess, how it turns out when I get it. Because with this visa, it's a temporary visa, and I need it in order to move over there. So I have to have it in hand when I leave this country to go to the UK. And I don't know whether I've got it or not until I get my passport in the mail and I open it up and I look in the pages. So it's sort of it's very down to the wire, stressful sort of thing, because it's not like you get an email saying, you've been approved. Nope. You got to wait until you physically have it in your hand and open it up to see what you got. So hang tight, and please excuse any kind of crappy audio quality that might be involved with the recordings. I'll do my best to kind of clean it up and record it as best I can, but I can't make any promises. But I can promise that I'm sure I will be stressed out, somewhat neurotic, possibly drinking, and hopefully somewhat entertaining. Okay, here we go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Matt. I'm talking to you on my mobile command center, aka the headphones attached to my iPhone. Oh boy, I'm on my way to the store to buy some cookies. Why? Why am I buying cookies at 9 o'clock in the morning? Well, because I'm nervous. I'm waiting for my visa to arrive in the mail. I got a message this morning saying that it was on its way, an automated text message, so I called the gentleman who's delivering it, who was slightly taken aback by the fact that I was replying to an automated text message. But I said, what the hell? I need to know this. So I'm waiting. And it's kind of crazy because, you know, it's been months of just worrying. Months of calling hotlines and looking at web pages, looking at the minutiae of EU treaties. I had to collect over 90 pieces of documentation to submit for this visa. And I submitted it about 2 weeks ago, and I've just been waiting. And they don't tell you if they've made a decision or not. You can't log on to a website and see if you've got it or not. The only time you can find out is when you receive your passport in the mail and open it up and see. And it's nerve-wracking. I feel like Charlie Bucket waiting to open a Wonka bar to see if his golden ticket's inside. So it's stressful. So I thought I would, I don't know why, there was a really ugly car that went by. Very strange. Lime green. Who drives a lime green car? Seriously. Anyway, I'm detracting from the point, which is that I'm waiting. 2 hours, he said. He's going to deliver my passport in the mail, and I'll find out whether I've got my golden ticket to move to the UK. And I thought I'd document it for everyone to listen to, so you could all join in on my tension and stress. I've been waiting a long time for this, and I'm hoping I get it, because then I'll be able to relax. I'll be able to unclench my asshole for the first time in months. So, fingers crossed. I'll check back in when the delivery man arrives, and I'll open it up in real time so that you can all find out whether I got it or not. Until then, cheerio.
Hey guys, hello again. This is Matt. I got a mouthful of cookies. Chocolate chip, my favorite. I'm still waiting. But with a mouthful of cookies and a completely fake processed iced coffee in a packet at hand, I'm feeling slightly better, slightly steadier, slightly more reasonable in the moment. The tension is starting to recede a little bit as I sort of justify the situation to myself. I keep saying, you did everything correctly. Not everybody in the world is an asshole, so whoever processed it probably knew what they were doing. And you've probably got it. That's the mantra that I keep, you know, repeating in my mind. And hopefully all this work will come to fruition. Oh, man, such stress. I don't know why I stress myself out like this, too. It doesn't help the situation at all, you know? It doesn't help anything. It makes me worse. You know? and drives me to eating cookies. Man, I love cookies. Any kind of baked good. I have an issue with any kind of seriously, an issue with any kind of baked good. Truly. Anyway, I'll check back when the delivery man is here and when I have my package in front of me, and you will all find out when I find out if I've gotten my visa. All right, ta-ta.
Still waiting. I bit my nails down to the point where they're probably going to hurt. Gotta stop doing that. I gotta get some of that nail stuff that you use that, you know, makes your fingers taste bad. I guess I could just probably shove them up my ass. That would probably work just as effectively. Been waiting for over 3 hours now. They were supposed to drop it off. The window ended a half an hour ago, so they're obviously running late. And I'm way overthinking this, but Jesus Christ. I'm like so on edge. I feel like my intestines are pumping baseballs through them. Oh, sort of crazy. 2 years of planning kind of comes down to this one day. Getting this one stupid little piece of paper in my stupid passport. It's crazy. I don't really have a contingency plan built up yet if I don't have it, so I'm just really hoping I get it. Oh. Well, back to waiting. Talk to you soon. Oh my God, it's here. Shit, it's here. I'm gonna go out and get it now. The delivery man is here. He's an hour and a half late, but better late than never. What I say. The eagle has landed.
Hello.
Hi.
You want
me to?
Yeah.
It's on here?
Yeah. Just with my finger?
Yeah. That your green off?
Green off?
I have big fingers.
Yes. Alright, thank you very much. Table here. This isn't quite as exciting as an unboxing of a video game or an iPad or something, but you can't see it, but it's quite boring. It's just a cardboard box with a plastic bag full of shit in it. Alright. Okay, I'm opening the bag. Oh my Lord, there's so much shit in here. This is like at least 5 pounds of paper, it feels like. Okay, it's a little bastard. Alright. Alright, here's my passport. There is absolutely no documentation in the package to tell me I've got it. The only way I'm going to know is at this moment when I open my passport. Let's see. Holy shit, please be in here. Please be in here. There it is. Oh my God, amazing. I have it. I got it. Holy shit. I got it. Boy, it's really fancy. I look like a criminal in it, but in the photo. Oh my God, I got it. Holy shit. It's valid until January. So, let's see. August, September, October, November, December, January. 6 months. 6 months from today. That's not when I'm traveling. I'm traveling in 2 months. Those idiots. So, great, I have two less months on it. But whatever, I got it. I got it. Now, the sort of bittersweet part of all this is I spent months trying to get this bad boy, and I got it. And then once I get in the UK, I have to apply for another visa, a residence permit. Oh, God. Interesting. Well, I got it, though. Shit, so I can move. Oh, man. And with the dates on these, when I get in the UK, I'll have only 4 months to get a residence permit. Ugh, ridiculous. But still, this is a triumph. Well, there you have it, folks. The system, though it fucked up my dates and did it kind of ass backwards, still worked to some extent. And I'm now able to travel to the UK legally. I shan't be held for questioning, or one hopes. I've been held for questioning many times based on profiling. I am slightly odd looking, I suppose. But still, triumph. Okay, well, this is a good day. This is a very good day. I can't say I'm quite as relieved and sort of ecstatic as I thought I would be, but it's much better than being disappointed and being totally fucked. So, for all you folks out there applying for visas and other official documentation, I bid you luck. Good luck. Okay. I gotta go lay down now.
And there you have it. I got it. Yeah, bitches, I got it. What's up? And as you heard, despite the fact that I actually got it, which I was very happy and relieved about, they fucked the dates up on it. So normally I'd have 6 months to apply for my residence permit, but now I have 4 months from the date that I travel, which is a real fucking bummer. But that's okay. I got it. I won't be, hopefully I won't be hassled. As I said in the recording, hopefully I won't be stopped or questioned or interrogated or, you know, have fingers put up my ass in a cozy little room somewhere or whatever. But I got it. And the next step will be getting a residence permit, getting something that I believe it lasts. Oh, excuse me. Oh, Scotch coming up to say hello. The residence permit, I believe, it lasts for 5 years. So that will be the next hurdle that I have to try and overcome. But it's a good start. You know, I can go there, and this visa enables me to get a job immediately, so that's good. I don't know what that will be. Hopefully something good. The other thing I noticed while I was listening to the recordings, after, obviously, I record them, is that, man, I got a crazy lisp. I know I have a lisp, but I feel like because I was stressed, my lisp came out even worse. And I don't even know why I have a lisp. Like, I don't have braces. I don't have any sort of soft palate issues. I don't have any deformations in my lips or anything. I'm not gay, for those who love to feed off of stereotypes. But I have a lisp, and Jesus Christ, it really came out in this recording. But that's okay. That's fine. If you say anything about it, I'll beat your ass down because I'm bigger than you. See, that's me, like, being manly and compensating for something I view as not being manly. Even though I don't, it's bullshit. It really is. But I ramble on. This is inconsequential. I got my fucking visa. I can move my American ass to the United Kingdom. That's right. Which is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. I come from a very small, or not small family. What the fuck am I talking about? I come from a huge family from a small town. And my grandmother, who is Scottish, who immigrated. Oh, Matthew, I love you. How you doing, lovely boy? She's the only one that's sort of really seen another country. You know what I mean? So I'm the first one in my family to really move to another country, even when I moved to Norway. But I'll be the first one to sort of live in the old country, as they call it. So I'm very excited. I love England. And my wife and I will be settling in Bristol, England, which I'm very excited about. Very artsy-fartsy, cool town. Hopefully with not too many white people with dreadlocks. It's a little hippie, but I don't think it's too hippie. It's not quite Brighton, but it's kind of getting there. Can't be worse than Barcelona. They have whole shops of felt outfits there. That's how hippie they are in Barcelona. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed hearing me squirm, hearing me freak out, hearing me just be a neurotic asshole for a couple hours, frankly. I'm not usually that bad, but it's, you know, months and months in the waiting for this fucking thing. And just being completely unsure about whether I did the right thing or whether I was getting the right answers to the right questions, and I was really, like, sort of vindicated by the fact that I knew I had done it correctly. So that alone feels really good. So I will bid you farewell. I will bid you... Now, you know what? You know what? This is a special episode, I understand. Not necessarily playing by the rules. But you know what? I think I still feel like we need a rainy day recommendation. So what's the rainy day recommendation going to be? What's it going to be, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to go a little more mainstream with this one. And I'm going to say that you should all go out and see Ant-Man, the new Marvel movie out. With Paul Rudd, Michael Douglas... I'm a big comic book fan. I like most of the Marvel movies. And I really, frankly, had really low expectations for this, especially since Edgar Wright dropped out of it. And Edgar Wright's the great British director who did Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and a completely amazing... Here's a sub rainy day recommendation. He also made Scott Pilgrim, which was made 2 or 3 or 4 years ago with Michael Cera. Awesome movie. Go see Scott Pilgrim and then go see Ant-Man. Scott Pilgrim is one of the most underrated movies I've seen in a long time. It's fantastic. Based on a comic book. But super good. About a kid who's in a band and he has to fight off these evil ex-boyfriends of the girl he's in love with. Super good. It sounds kind of weird, but it's really fucking clever the way they do it. But anyway, fast forward, Ant-Man. Not Edgar Wright, but still the story was written by him and Joe Cornish, who made Attack the Block, and he had a hand in the screenplay. He was supposed to direct it, but he fell out because of quote-unquote creative differences. But his fingerprints are all over this film, and it's mainly the reason why I like it, because it's really funny. I mean, Marvel films, especially like the Avengers film or Iron Man, they definitely have a dose of humor thrown in. And that's what, you know, with the Avengers, that's why Joss Whedon's so great, because he really gets a good dose of humor in there. But this movie is funny pretty much the whole way through. And just the whole sort of dynamic of a story that goes from being real life to being really small. They do a really good job of really exploiting that sort of dichotomy, if you will, big and small, and making something really funny out of it. So, you know, the whole idea of a guy who suddenly becomes a really tiny little ant-sized man is a conundrum that he faces first with the awkwardness and uncertainty, and then, but always with humor throughout the story. So it's a really funny movie. They did, I think, a really good job with it. I still think Edgar Wright would have made it even better, but despite that, it's pretty good. It was a genuinely lovely surprise. And I highly recommend it to anybody that wants to go see a superhero movie but doesn't just want to see action and, you know, people knocking over buildings. I went and saw it with my wife and my sister-in-law, and they both loved it. And that right there, if my wife loves a super movie, a superhero movie, you know there's something in it. You know what I mean? In terms of broadness and intelligence. My wife cannot stand just mindless superheroes, you know, beating the shit out of each other on a grand scale. I can. I'm that simplistic. But she's not so easily enraptured as I am. So go check out Ant-Man from Marvel Studios. And while you're at it, let me tack on another Marvel plug. God damn it. Is Deadpool. The trailer just came out with Ryan Reynolds. I'm very excited about this movie. Rated R, I believe. They sent out a Red Band trailer. There's a regular trailer, but watch the Red Band trailer, the Rated R trailer. It's so much better, and it's way funnier. And I think this movie is going to be something really special. It's going to be a superhero movie for adults. It's not going to be sort of sanitized and broadened out so that, you know, 12-year-olds can like it. This is a movie for adults. And it's still a superhero movie, and I think it's going to be really cool. So check out Ant-Man and check out the trailer for the upcoming Deadpool. That's about it. I'll see y'all at the bar. Adios.